Hello and welcome to Memories with Margaret. Today, I'm honored to be interviewing my grandmother and learning more about how she balanced work and school at such a young age, how she raised her sons overseas, and the truth behind how she met my grandpa. Before we begin, a little bit about my grandmother, who I call Nana. She's 86 and grew up in rural Texas on a cotton farm. She lived around the world with her husband and two sons, one of which is my father. Before we continue, I asked my dad about my grandmother. Here's what he said. So, Dad, what do you think about Nana?
I think Nana is a very sweet and loving and generous person. She enjoys spending time with her friends. She likes to play cards. Her big thing now is that she likes to worry a lot. So, but other than that, it's just she's a very, very nice and wonderful person.
So what was it like having to work on the cotton farm all day and having to go to school growing up?
Well, it was very difficult. I was one of five girls, the third of five girls. We had to pick cotton. That was our main income for the year. Our parents kept us out of school for 6 weeks to help pick the cotton. Back then, the schools didn't really care that you were kept out there, that you were kept out of school, but it didn't seem to harm our grades or anything. So,
yeah. So, would you say it was difficult work having to do that, like balance both at the same time?
Do what now?
Would you say it was difficult having to balance both of the two, or not so much?
It was pretty difficult. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Not only did we have to pick cotton, we had to raise our own vegetables. We were self-sufficient. We raised everything except we had to buy flour and sugar. Mm-hmm. And everything else was raised, our vegetables, our chickens, our cows, our pigs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was it like, what do you think it was? Do you think it was difficult growing with, like, five sisters, or would you like to have had a brother or something like that?
Well, since I didn't have one, I didn't know any different,
yeah.
I guess. So we didn't have any electricity until I was in the fourth grade. We had outdoor toilets, no running water. Let's see, what else? We had to milk cows before we went to school. Mm-hmm. How would you like to do that?
I don't know. It seems kind of fun.
Yeah, we had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and milk cows.
Yeah, maybe not as much.
And sometime if we were in a hurry, our parents knew how much milk we should get. And they weren't looking, we would pour some water in there. So,
yeah.
And, but I guess overall, since we didn't know any better, we had one horse. We would ride a horse occasionally. We didn't have go-karts and all the stuff they have nowadays.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that many toys. We didn't have computers. We had one doll that we shared, the five girls shared. And for Christmas, we only got some fruit in our stockings. And that was mostly what we got for Christmas was fruit, because we didn't get that much fruit.
So my second question is, like, knowing how you grew up, like, rural Texas on a farm, how would you compare that to raising your sons in, like, places like Singapore, Norway, and Egypt?
I think it was very educational for them to live in all these foreign countries. I don't know if you, Steve says he feels like he didn't take advantage of it or didn't appreciate it as much as he should have. And I probably didn't feel that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they enjoyed living overseas.
Yeah. So you think it was like a good like perspective for them to see like how it's different growing up in other places in the world?
Oh, I think it was very, very educational for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Singapore was a very nice place to live. I think Norway was okay. Egypt was the one that would you could compare, because they were very, I think, very backwards in a way. With well, I guess with their religion mostly.
Yeah. So, like, which out of the three, like, countries or four countries y'all lived in, which one did you like the most?
Singapore, because it was a more Americanized. They all had American schools, and they all spoke English in all the places. But Singapore, I think, was the easiest place to live. I think Egypt was the most difficult because we didn't get very much American food there.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what did y'all eat?
They couldn't eat meat on what was it? What days was it?
Friday was their day. Friday.
Friday was like their Sunday, right? Yeah, the stores were closed on. We went to church on Friday too, didn't we?
No, we went to church on Sunday.
Was it still on Sunday?
Yeah, but our weekend was Friday, Saturday.
Oh yeah, Friday and Saturday was our weekend. They had open markets where the meat would hang, mm-hmm. a side of beef with flies all on it. And you'd say, I want a kilo of beef, and they would just chop it off wherever it was. Yeah. And we'd have to bring it home and wash it in a solution to get the germs off of it. And they had a place where local people could buy chickens, but it was food that the American people sent over to Egypt. I guess it was called... I don't know what it was. I guess part of their, whatever they gave Egypt. And I would go stand in line like one of the locals so I could get some American chickens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the local people were very nice to me. Mm-hmm. They would always let me go ahead in front of them.
Sweet. Yeah.
So, and we had a full-time maid when we lived in Singapore. She lived with us. In Egypt, we just had one that lived. Came during the day.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
They were very strict with their people stealing. I thought one time that the maid stole my purse, but I actually left it in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I happened to go to the police station and tell them my purse was missing. They assumed that the maid did it,
mm-hmm.
and they put her in jail.
Did she get out of jail when you found it?
Well, we went and told them that we know she didn't do it.
Yeah.
But it upset them. They said, this is our country and this is how we do it.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Okay. My last question is, how did you meet my grandfather? So obviously, like, the story I've heard is that you're working in the cotton field and you saw him and you dropped the hoe and you kept on walking. So obviously that was his version.
Was his version of it.
Like, what's the real version?
We lived in the same apartment building. It was a lot of single people that lived there. And I lived with three other single girls. And there was, I think, four or five guys that lived in an apartment down below. And that's how we met.
And what city was this in?
It's Houston.
Houston.
Yeah.
If you'd like to listen to more Memories with Margaret, please follow us on Spotify. Thank you for listening.